This is John McLaughlin with Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, May 10th. Our weather in the Cedar Rapids area today will be mostly sunny with a high near 60. Winds from the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low around 38. In a Saturday evening forum on diversity, Cedar Rapids mayoral candidates were split on the issue of whether systemic racism exists in law enforcement. Former Mayor Ron Corbett, the moderator of the first candidate forum of the campaign cycle leading up to the November 2nd election, asked all three candidates about a November Gazette article profiling Cedar Rapids officer E.J. Merriweather. In the article, the black officer said he does not believe systemic racism exists, though he believes there are racist people. The candidates were asked if they concur. Advocates for Social Justice Board Vice President Amara Andrews said she unequivocally disagreed, citing an ACLU study showing that a black person in Iowa is 7.3 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than a white person. And she noted that of 219 sworn personnel in the Cedar Rapids Police Department, there are four black officers, according to the department's 2019 annual report. Mayor Brad Hart said, quote, "There's just not a way," end quote, to give a yes or no answer, adding, quote, "If he's talking in the country, it's clear that some of the 18,000-plus police departments in the country still have systemic racism," end quote. Mayoral candidate Tiffany O'Donnell, Women Lead Change CEO, said, quote, "Nationally, it's clear that we do have systemic racism," end quote. But about Cedar Rapids Police, she said, quote, "I'm proud to know many of our officers. I respect and admire the work that they do here, and they put their lives on the line every day, and I'm just grateful," end quote. More than half of Linn County's age 16 and up population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to public health data released Sunday. In the corridor, Linn and Johnston counties continue to show vaccination rates higher than the statewide average. As of Sunday, more than 1.14 million Iowans were fully vaccinated, an increase of over 12,000 people from the day before. That represents about 45.66% of Iowans old enough to be eligible. That rate now has crossed 50% in Linn County, where 90,591 people aged 16 and up were fully vaccinated as of Sunday. The comparable rate is higher, over 57%, in Johnston County, where 71,028 people were fully vaccinated as of Sunday.